It is a very warm 88FM welcome to the lovely Louise Carver. Thank you for being here.
Oh, it's such a pleasure.
It's good to see you. And we were just talking before, and I think, you know, my memory's going. It's gone. It's almost gone. But we've done a couple of gigs together down the line.
Yeah, must have. We've both grown up in this industry.
We did.
Spent our time.
You got a cup of coffee as well. I mean, I don't even get that.
I'm a guest.
You are a guest, and you're a very special guest.
It feels good to be here.
A very talented guest. And your latest single, and you haven't had one for a while, is Crush. Crush on You.
Crush on
so we're going to play that, obviously, a bit later on. All right, for you. I did listen to it. I love it. And I love the video as well. I watched it this morning at the house.
Okay. It's all sparkly and pink.
Yes, you're very pink.
I'm very pink.
Has that always been your favourite colour?
No. Well,
then what happened?
Our Jeep happened. I did a Jeep corporate at the end of last year.
Right.
And fantastic guy who is head of... he's the head of marketing, and he came up to me and said, "We've got two pink Jeeps in the country, only two. If you ever would like to use it for a tour or a music video,
sure.
We're big fans of yours. We'd love you to have it." And it just sparked. I had already written and produced, well, Sims Cooler produced and mastered in the US this new single, and I thought it's so whimsical and. It's a lighter tone for me. We know I can go, those that know my music can know that I go dark and deep and all sorts of places. I have. I've explored human emotions. But I think what I felt like, and hopefully it resonates with the country, we've got a lot going on at the moment in South Africa. A lot of uncertainty. And I just didn't want to add to that narrative. I just wanted to give something.
Let's be happy in pink.
Let's be happy, let's be sparkly, and let's have just a moment of reprieve.
Did you keep the Jeep, by the way?
No. That was heavily guarded.
Did you have to give it back?
I turned to a pumpkin at 12 after the music video. I was like back in my normal car. But I am going on tour throughout September in a sponsored Jeep, and I got a petrol card too, so that's helpful.
Lovely.
So I'm very excited about that, and they've really helped the journey, and they really believe in what I'm doing. So it's nice to have that support.
Blimey, a petrol
and a
car.
Jeep is
that's,
so cool.
That's like gold.
It is.
Listen, let's go back to when you were a tiny little girl, you know, about 10 or 12 years ago. And music, where did that come from? Did you come from a musical family or not?
Nobody professional has come from my family. It's never been a profession. But my dad's very musical. My mother's a fine artist. They're both in Hermanus. Not as beautiful as Belito. different.
Yeah.
Very cold sea. I feel like it was in my cells. I don't think I chose it. I think it was in me. At 2 years old, I was listening to vinyl records, singing loudly. Around the same age, I was on the piano, writing music, my own compositions from 11, and then signed at 15. So it's not something I picked up one day. It's always been a part of me, which is, as we were discussing earlier, a blessing and a curse.
It is.
Because I've noticed friends and family members that were discovering themselves, what they liked, what they didn't like, going on gap years. And I never had any of that. I was signed at 15, first single out at 17. The deal I made with my parents is they knew this was my journey, but I had to get a degree from university.
Because so they wanted you to get a real job, basically. That's the bottom line.
I think they were worried if this didn't pan out. But there was no... there was no space for it not to pan out.
Well, there's
out.
No looking back for you, and they were very, very, very much behind you.
Yeah.
Now, I looked at a little picture here with your face, obviously, and Crush on You at the bottom. You were wearing a very interesting T-shirt, which sort of caught my eye because it says, I like to bang. You know, I mean, everybody to their own. No, let me clarify here. This it's very clever because there's a picture of a set of drums on your T-shirt.
Yeah.
So that's what you like to bang.
I love that T-shirt. That T-shirt is vintage. I've had it for so many years. And I just grabbed it. I was doing a shoot for a bamboo underwear range that I have out. And I worked really hard to do that shoot. I gave up alcohol for a month.
No.
I know, it was very hard.
Oh, dear, no, I couldn't do that.
I exercised every day. Anyway, I was ready for the shoot, and the last minute I grabbed that T-shirt, and I thought, this is so cute. I want to use this. And then I got this great shot, and I thought, let me just save this for a future album or single cover.
That's great, because it catches people's eye, of course, and people talk about it.
Hopefully, yeah.
And the old fogies won't be too happy with it, but,
it's rock and roll, baby.
Of course it is. Do you know what? You've won a few awards here and there, and we're going to talk about that in just a sec, and then we'll get round to your song, Crush On You, who wrote it, who produced it, that kind of stuff. And then we'll play it as well.
Oh, lovely.
And you can be DJ and introduce it. All right.
Thanks.
All right. We'll talk to you again just now. Here's The Romantics in the meantime. Hey! And then it ended. Oh, great song from The Romantics. Bringing back the memories, of course, on 88 FM. My special guest today, she's very beautiful, inside and out, is Louise Carver. Now, you waited a while to get your SAMA, didn't you?
You
were nominated 72 times.
Yes, 394 times I was nominated.
Oh, shame.
My parents gave up on me.
How do you feel when you're being nominated, and seriously now, and you don't get the win, and it continues that way? Do you feel a little bit despondent or not? You must.
You do. And you just think it's not going to happen. After I was nominated 11 times, and for a pretty big one, Female of the Year quite a few times, Album of the Year. And I just kind of comforted myself to say that my category of music in South Africa, this beautiful, diverse country, is quite small because, I'm English, I'm white, it's a small category.
No, it is.
So but then I was thinking that's a loser approach. I do actually want to win. And then the year that I was nominated for Best Album in my category.
Was that Dark Secret?
Yeah, okay. Such a sexy album.
Is it?
I was really excited. You know, when
I must listen.
It was written, I wrote it during COVID.
It's not too dark, is it? I mean,
it's very sensual.
Should I be scared or not?
No, it's about fantasy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's sexy. I had built during COVID a vocal booth in my home because we couldn't go anywhere. So I had a lot of time, and and I bought various different mics, and I experimented with my voice. I think when you've been in the industry as long as I have, it's not about can you sing well and can you hit those notes. That's long gone. We your instrument. And I was interested in playing with it and doing light and shade and sexy and gravelly. And the topics were very different because we were wearing masks when we did venture out. No one could see what you looked like. You were seeing your partner every day in grey dressing gowns from Mr. Price. And the sex appeal was just going down. So I wrote some beautiful, sexy fantasy songs. And it won. So sex sells. True.
Where was it held? Where was the event when you got the trophy?
In Pretoria at Sunbet, the big arena.
All right. Well, well done to you.
Thanks. I felt really good. And I was actually not thinking I was going to get anything. So I didn't even go to... Because you know beforehand, because they have to engrave your name onto this beautiful phallic trophy. It's very phallic.
I've got to see this thing now.
It's gold.
It must be online somewhere.
It should be on... What's it now with... Oh, man, Austin Powers. It's very, very... Yeah,
something that Dr. Eve would have made. Anyway.
So, yes.
That aside, let's get to your single, because we're going to play it just now, okay? Tell us about the song. What does it say? Did you write it?
I write everything, yeah.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, yeah.
Every song?
Every song.
Wow.
Yeah.
Talented lady.
No, it's what I do. So I'm a songwriter first and foremost. I wrote the song. I did actually have a crush on someone, and I was quite surprised by it because I'm very honest as an artist. I'm not singing about things I haven't experienced. And I was surprised. I thought it was something that teenagers and young 20-somethings developed, but it's a very funny emotion, a crush. It's not stalking and being weird, and it's also not reciprocated. It's something that lives in your head. So I thought, this is so funny. I can't believe I'm experiencing this emotion.
The crush was on me, by the way. Yes. I just thought I'd mention that. I'm playing. It wasn't. I should be so lucky. But anyway.
And it's a funny thing because that person didn't have a clue. I was just surprised by this. And I thought, well, this is a great thing to write about because it's not going anywhere. I'm very happy in my relationship. But it was just a, oh, okay.
Does the guy in your relationship, is a guy, right?
Yes.
The guy, does he know about this whole story?
No,
he will now if he's listening.
No, well, he's working. But it's just funny. It didn't mean much, but yeah, it was just, sure. It took me by surprise.
Okay.
And I think a lot of people in long-term relationships just do get a, oh, hello.
Oh, sure.
Your heart beats a little bit faster. Your hands get a bit sweaty. You mess up when you're speaking to them. You think, oh, pull it together, woman. So I thought it would be a great thing to write about. And I thought, that's really it. I wrote it, and then
would you class it as a dance song, Louise?
Oh, we're going to do a really cool remix, so that will definitely be dance.
Yeah.
But at the moment, I would call it just sizzling pop.
Yeah, it's very listenable too. It really is.
It's very like. I feel good when I listen to it.
So you're happy.
I'm so happy. I don't think I've written anything like this before.
All right, cool. Now then, we haven't got much time left, but you're going on tour very soon with a full-on band.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the whole country? Are you taking it overseas? What's going on?
It's the country to start. There are talks and discussions about taking things overseas, but it's a big thing.
Yeah, it's massive.
It's a big thing. So we need to make sure everything's sorted there. But
when does it start?
September.
Going to?
Okay. And I'm going to start in Gauteng. And then we will get to my new second home in Belito by the end of the month. I'm thinking probably the 25th of September at the Lyric Theatre.
All right.
Is it the Lyric Theatre? Yes.
Yes, yeah. There is a Lyric Theatre. I've never been there, but there is a Lyric Theatre.
Looks nice.
Super. I tell you what, we'll just take a quick break and then we'll come back and you can play DJ and introduce your song. All right. My special guest today was the beautiful Louise Carver. Go and see her shows. She's going to rock your socks off. Okay, she's going to get a bit dark and then a bit happy.
I'm going to take you everywhere.
She's going to take you all over the place. So we've got to say goodbye now. I wish you could speak a little bit longer, but I'd like you to introduce your song for us, please. You're playing DJ. It's here. It's on 88 FM. It's going to be a smash hit.
Aww.
Away you go.
Hi, I'm Louise Carver, and you are listening to my latest single, Crush on You. Enjoy.